My dear radio friends, I welcome you to today's broadcast. We are glad that you have continued to listen to our messages. We wish we could receive feedbacks from you informing us of the impact of the messages on your life. We pray that the Word of God will continue to have access in your life in Jesus' name. Today's broadcast is titled The Power of Obedience. The Power of Obedience. Our Bible reading is taken from Romans chapter 5, verse 18 and verse 19. And I'm reading from New International Version. Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men. For just as through the disobedience of one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, the many will be made righteous. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you created us in your image. Through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, you restored and reconciled us to yourself. Teach us obedience, which was originally the design for a relationship with you, like your Son Jesus, who had to learn obedience through suffering. Return us to complete obedience to your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The power of obedience. I said our message today is based on the power of obedience, and this is the first part of the message. We see that the consequence of our creation is that we should be obedient to our Creator. The Bible says that just as the result of one trespass, many were condemned. Many men were condemned. So also the result of one act of righteousness brought justification that brings life for all men. For just as through disobedience of one man, many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, many will be made righteous. Yes, the power of obedience. The most important issue in the life of any human being begins with obedience. For a Christian particularly, nothing is more important than obedience to God. Every problem we face is in some way related to issue of obedience. Equally, every solution in our life is ultimately found in obedience to God. Obedience opens to us the infinite wisdom of God. You do not need to know all the ins and outs of your problems. All that is important is to know what the all-knowing God is telling us to do about it. God, the creator and originator of life, has made it simpler than we make it. We analyze, we theorize, and we agonize, trying to figure out what to do. Whereas, all we really need to do is to hear God's voice and do what he tells us to do. In the book of John chapter 2, we see an example there of how obedience solved the problem. John chapter 2 verses 1 to 8, the Bible says, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, They have no wine. Jesus said unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 figures apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they fill them up to the brim. The Bible says in verse 8, and he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. We see Mary, the mother of Jesus, capturing the issue of hearing and obeying Jesus in her instruction to the servants to run out of wine in a wedding that took time to be planned was an embarrassment. It was a bad remark on the newlywed, the families, and the organizers or the circle of friends. Notice what Mary said to the servants in verse 5. Whatever he says to you to do, do it. The servants actually obeyed Jesus without argument. Obeying Jesus' directive solved the problem and rescued the reputation of the newly wed. Radio friends, do you really obey Jesus' instructions? His instructions are detailed in his word, the Bible. There is power in obeying Jesus. Our passage in the book of Romans says, by the disobedience of one man, all we are plunged into sin and condemned. Similarly, by the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ, the creator of mankind, rescued, delivered, and reconciled us to God. What are you waiting for in obeying God in your life? The activity of obeying Jesus takes faith because it takes us out of the driver's seat, and we have to trust the wisdom and love of God for the outcome. There is only one thing God backs up, and that is obedience. Let us list some of the things the Bible said about obedience. Number one, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, the Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Number two, obedience is better than religious activities. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 1 to 9, our Lord Jesus said to the Jews, why do you disobey the instructions of God with your traditions? Number three, obedience opens to us the resources of heaven. Nothing else will do that. You find this in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Number four, obedience is the imperative duty of a disciple of Jesus. In Acts chapter 5, verse 29, the apostles were asking the Jewish rulers, said, judge it yourself. Is it better to obey man rather than God? Obedience secures entrance into God's kingdom is the fifth thing the Bible says. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, you will find that it is through obedience that your entrance to the kingdom of God is secured. Number six, obedience is the price of success. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible gives instruction that this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You keep what is written on it. You meditate on it day and night. That will ensure success in all that you do. Obedience is the price you pay for success. Radio friends, in order to understand the power of obedience, we need to first understand that obedience is the designed relationship of man to God. God did not design man to act alone without his divine guidance and care. No piece of equipment can run effectively or efficiently without the use of the design criteria. Gasoline cars must run on gasoline. Diesel engines can only run on diesel. Coal engines will only run on coal. God designed or created human beings to walk in relationship with him. That relationship is one in which the creature submits and obeys the creator on one hand, and the creator protects and provides the creature On the other hand, by design, man is dependent upon God. Friends, we shall continue this topic next edition. But let me tell you what happened to mankind. God had given a commandment in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 2 verse 17, God said, "You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die." But what happened? That instruction was disobeyed. When God came looking for Adam and Eve, they have gone into hiding. Their disobedience had changed things. A loving, trusting relationship was broken, and they saw God in a new way. Did God change? No. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But Adam and Eve changed. That disobedience introduced death, fear, loneliness, shame, and brokenness. The loving relationship with God and each other was replaced with fear and isolation. The good news is that our Lord Jesus, through his own obedience, restored the loving relationship with God. If today you hear my voice and ask Jesus to forgive your sins, which you must of necessity confess to him, your relationship with the Heavenly Father will be restored. This is the power of obedience. Let us pray. Repeat after me. My Heavenly Father, I admit that I have lived in disobedience, conducting my life without your input. Do forgive me and cleanse me. Create in me a new heart that will obey you. I receive Jesus Christ, your Son, as my Lord and Savior. Save me and deliver me from the consequences of disobedience. Let me now pray for you. My Father in heaven, no one can come to you unless you draw him. As many as have prayed with a genuine heart and have requested restoration of cordial relationship with you through our Lord Jesus Christ, please do save them and give them the joy of salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.